Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
19460.
Thank you. And let me see. And that was 5490.
19460.
Mm-hmm. 60, okay. And could I please have your first and last name?
Norman, V-U-T-Z, Vutz.
Thank you, let's see here. And what is the amount of the charge you have?
It's 6732.
Okay, let's see. So I didn't see your name come up with that zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Yeah. Last four digits were 2693.
That was 2693?
Correct.
Okay. And could you repeat your last name for me?
Vutz. V as in Victor, U, mm-hmm. T as in Thomas, Z as in Zebra.
Thank you. Oh, let me see here.
I'm calling about one charge, but it's one of three that I'm disputing.
Okay, so I still didn't see your name come up with the last four digits of that card. Would you be able to provide me with the first six?
Pardon?
The first six digits of the card that was charged, could you provide me with that? Because I didn't see your name come up with the last four.
Okay, I'll give you the full card number here. I have to get it out. You want what, six digits?
Yes, sir, the first six.
Pardon?
The first six.
The first, well, the total card number is 5401. Six.
Oh, and could you repeat that for me to make sure I have it correct?
5401.
Mm-hmm.
And then 6831.
Okay, that's all I need. Thank
Pardon?
You. I was saying that's all I need. I didn't need the full number. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
My home address?
Yes, sir.
630 Country Club Road, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. And let me see here. So I do see here, looks like the shipping was paid. It was for $5.74 for a pulse opter meter.
Yes,
so that was strictly just the shipping for your free gift.
Yeah,
and then you...
That's an okay charge.
Right, and so then you were charged a membership fee of $67.32, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called FactoryDirectSaving.com. So basically the pulse optometer was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving that $125 gift card.
And that is the charge that I am disputing.
Okay, well, I understand. So in the terms and conditions when the shipping was paid for your free gift, That is where it stated about the $125 gift card and also about the membership fee of $67.32. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund.
Now, is that the refund which would amount to $20.19?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I received that on May 26th.
Okay, well, yes, sir. I do see here that it was refunded.
Yeah. But is there any way I can get a total refund on the remainder of the $67.32? I did not agree for anything beyond the initial shipping transaction.
Okay, well, let's see. Okay, so I completely understand. So the most that I can refund for you as a courtesy is 50%.
What would that amount to?
So the 50%, let's see here. That is
$33.66. I guess I don't want to turn that down, but I would just like to negate the whole original $67.32 as well as the $20.19 refund already given me. Now you're offering me another refund. I guess maybe I should accept your offer and just chip away at this amount of money.
Well, I can go ahead and do that refund for you now, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account.
Well, I'll take that. It's better than nothing.
Okay, well, was there anything else that I could do for you?
Well, give me some advice about how I could just undo the whole original transaction without taking these partial refunds.
Well, the reason that it is a valid charge is because there would have been terms and conditions that you had to read when the pulse optometer was first ordered. So you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions in order for the order to be placed?
Well, I don't think I did that, but I can't argue with you on that. I will accept your partial refund and appreciate your attention.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do that refund for you now. And I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.